There's a Dallas-based company that just announced just the other day, July the 14th, a new drug which seems on the surface just too good to be true, but boy, you hope it is. In essence, it could restore sight to people that have been blind, at least blinded by a certain, you know, a certain affliction. Dallas-based Nanoscape Therapeutics is the company that made the application. So Sugandha Bhattacharya is the co-founder and CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about this drug. First of all, the application. There are about 100,000 people, I gather, that are afflicted with this. But tell me what you're treating.
We are treating retinitis pigmentosa. It's an inherited retinal disease, and that's the leading cause of blindness in working age population. Across U.S., it's over 100,000 patients is impacted by this disease. It's very commonly known as night blindness.
Night blindness. Okay, well, that, good. That I've heard of, and it's easier to pronounce. So this is not by any means an orphan drug. I mean, there's a tremendous application for this.
No, this is an orphan disease. This isn't because, you know, orphan disease needs to have less than 200,000 population.
Really?
So this is, a little over 100,000.
But again, as I read about this, it's a one-time injection and it can restore sight?
Yes, it's a gene therapy. It's a gene-agnostic gene therapy. It's one-time intravitreal injection, which is a very common in-office, you know, procedure. It's probably the most common procedure in ophthalmology as well as in medical science.
But again, walk me through the process. How can somebody who's been completely without sight get sight back? And how quickly does it work?
So let me walk you through, like, what goes behind these diseases,
okay.
You know? Any retinal degenerative diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt, or even like, you know, macular degeneration, patients lose their light sensitivity because of certain genetic mutation or maybe age-related, basically rods and cones. Think about, you are driving in a very high-speed highway. That's how it is, you know, your and my retina works, or this patient when they started, that's how they started. But think about, they are now getting potholes, and these are irreversible potholes due to the mutation. So they are losing their rods and cones. Rather than fixing every potholes, think of building a new bridge to completely bypass those potholes. Exactly, that's what our technology is doing. Rather than fixing all of these rods and cones, we are building a new highway, making bipolar cell, which is already existing in your eye, you know, making the bridge and making them your new de facto photoreceptor. So that's why, you know, it can work remarkably and they're getting their vision back.
But you mentioned macular degeneration, and that seems to be so common. I mean, people are living longer, and the incidence of that, I hear more and more. So there are, are there applications for this?
Absolutely, because, you know, for our retinitis pigmentosa or night blindness, we are going for the application for the approval. But for the juvenile macular degeneration, which is Stargardt disease, this drug also shows miraculous, like, you know, impact. We are seeing, like, you know, patients are getting their vision back. And we expect it to, move it to geographic atrophy or macular degeneration in the near future.
Okay, well, dumb this down for me, but tell me, so you're reengineering a gene and then reintroducing that? Is that what does this?
We are reengineering the retina. So you have your bipolar cells. Bipolar cells are more of a dormant cell. They don't receive, like, you know, our eye is basically a camera. What it does, it captures the light and sends the signal to your brain. Due to this degenerative diseases, you lose the light sensitivity. What we are giving the eye back is light sensitivity back. So think about, like I told, like as you lost those due to the potholes, now your road doesn't work.
Yeah.
We are making a bridge. And existing cells are now becoming a de facto. We are giving them new capabilities.
So one time in-office injection and it does the trick. How quickly does it work?
We have seen in the trial from 6 weeks to 16 weeks or 32 weeks, we see kind of stabilize. Remember, this is a new engineered retina, right? So your brain also need to adapt. So that's why some patient shows improvement in 6, some in 16, some in 32, but we are seeing that improved, visual acuity or their vision gain over the time, but usually it's stabilized by 32 weeks.
I know you. I know your company, Nanoscope Therapeutics, deals in all sorts of retinal diseases, and that's the plan. But it seems like this would have other applications to other afflictions. This gene therapy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I came from a patient family. I have seen this devastating journey, like how this patient, they lose their connection to the world when they lose their vision. So I really hope that one day we'll be able to help this patient get their vision back, get their ability back, and get back to the society. That is my ultimate dream. And I'm very happy that we are seeing now the progress in retinitis pigmentosa, in Stargardt disease. And slowly, slowly, we'll be able to expand to other diseases because this is a devastating journey for the patient and for the families. So we need to help these people get back to the society, get
So,
back to their life.
what's next? You've gone to the FDA. You've said it's eligible for fast track and priority review. What does fast track and priority review mean nowadays with the FDA?
So, like this is a whole process. Usually in regular review, it could be a year or more when they are reviewing your application. So in case of because we are fast track and orphan designated, so we have a priority review. So within 6 months, FDA can review our package. So when we all the packages are submitted, which we expect in early next year, within 6 months, we can see that FDA reviewing our process and get back to us about the result. But usually, like once we submit, then we have 60 days, they accept the whole package, and then they
Right.
have six months to approve the product or come back with any kind of questions.
So let me ask you about your company, about Nanoscope Therapeutics. Because you have a your background, you're sort of a serial entrepreneur. You've worked in a lot of different areas. So did you who came up with this process?
As I told, I'm coming back from a patient family. So from day one, it is my life's mission to find a
Right.
cure, and especially finding a cure which is like gene agnostic, because these IRDs are very complex. There are thousands of mutation and hundreds of genes behind it. And if you are unlucky like my family, then you do not know your genetic mutation. So I was trying to find that a cure that exists for when you don't know your mutation behind it, right? When I started, there were three or four known mutations. Today, over 100. God knows how many more there are. So I found this group when I was in New York. I was like desperately searching for something that can save my family or people like my, family members. So I found this group. They were working, and then my journey started. I came, I co-founded, I worked with the founders, and came up to this phase. So it's been almost 12 years, part of my life. This is a mission, and I'm very proud that we are seeing this kind of
Well,
improvement.
there are a
But of
hundred.
course, I started with a dream.
Yeah. So, well, there are over 100,000 people out there that sure hope this works and hope that it gets the fast-tracked priority review from the FDA that you've applied for. The company is Nanoscope Therapeutics. The co-founder and the CEO is Sulanga Bhattacharya. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.